Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
If you've just joined us, you're a bit late, but hey, better late than never. We're almost halfway through this afternoon's overdrive, and we continue on to bring you all the information that either you knew or didn't know. And what I learned today was all about peanuts, and it seems as though I've got a few people getting some information into me. Thanks, Ruth, to tell us that peanuts are very bad for you and contain aflatoxins. And Ruth's quite right. Rather eat nuts like walnuts. They're most probably the most healthy ones. And then another one from Mavis. Peanuts are legumes, and they're grown underground. Be very careful of peanuts. They could be very detrimental to your health as well. So we've learned about peanuts. Now we're going to learn something that's even more important. I remember as a young kid, I'm going to give my age away, sitting on the edge of my dad's bed, listening to the Voice of America, hearing the first landing on the moon, Apollo 11 landing on the moon, and it was a massive event. Voice of America, we sat up for hours waiting to hear it, and I've always been fascinated by the moon. But something that I didn't know is, what is a black moon? And because I didn't know, and even if you did or didn't, we're going to entertain you this afternoon with more information about a black moon, how it occurs, where you can see it, because from the Bar-Ilan University, Dr. Ofek Ben-Holtz joins us this afternoon. Doc, thank you very much for your time. Good afternoon. Welcome to Chai FM in the southern hemisphere of South Africa. What is a black moon?
Well, black moon is a coincidence, actually, and coincidentally one that you cannot actually see. So similarly to a blue moon, a black moon happens because the lunar calendar, the lunar month, called after the moon, is 29 and a half days long. And that's different from the solar calendar. The solar calendar has 365 days. That's not divisible by an integer number of months, lunar month, which means the solar month that we all use, the Gregorian or Roman calendar, is slightly longer. Days are 30 or 31 days. Month or 30 or 31 days typically. And since the lunar cycle is shorter, you can actually squeeze an entire lunar cycle within one Roman month and have a couple of extra spare days. So if you have, if you start at the beginning of the month, you have two new moons, new lunations, or Hebrew Rosh Chodesh, in the same Gregorian month. The second of those will be called the black moon. If you start by a half-month offset, you will have two full moons in the same Gregorian Roman month. That would be called, the second of those will be the blue moon. So it's this coincidence of the calendar moons or months not being the same length.
Now, so it's not officially recognized in astronomy, is it?
No. The calendar itself has no significance in astronomy. The Gregorian months are just a division by 12, because they wanted, in old days, they wanted to keep the notion of a month, which was a lunar notion, in this kind of about 12 months per year. So they divided the solar year into these approximately 12 month-like periods, which they call months, but they have no astronomical significance. The lunar month, of course, does have a significance. It's the cycle of the position of the moon relative to the earth and sun, which means a lunar month, a Hebrew month, always starts with a new moon, ends with a new moon, and has the full moon in the middle. But the Roman ones have no significance.
So for amateur astronomers and stargazers, I know you say you can't see a black moon, but it is an opportunity for a darker night sky to observe stars and planets. Is that right?
Yes. As every Rosh Chodesh, every new lunar month, the moon is exactly between us and the sun, which means we cannot see it. The sun is illuminating the other half of it. So there's no, for us, effectively no moon in the sky. It also means that it sets together with the sun because they're on the same side of the earth, which means we have a perfectly clear black dark night. And we can see, for example, tonight, Venus very, very prominently, almost as far away as it could be from the sun. You can see it right after sunset, even before dusk and twilight have ended, up until about 9 p.m. There's an excellent view of Venus. There's an excellent view on the opposite side, on the eastern side of Jupiter, perfect visibility. Mars is great to see. And in general, every new moon offers us these opportunities. Incidentally, one of the most famous clear nights was, in fact, a black moon in May of 1919. It was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And that was also a solar eclipse, which can only happen on a new moon. That was also a black moon back then. And that is a solar eclipse that was used to prove general relativity correct with the deflection of the rays from stars coming very, very close, just grazing the sun, which was eclipsed, and so we could watch them. And that basically made Einstein what he is known for today. And that was a black moon as well.
So it's for us in the Southern Hemisphere, we're at a slight disadvantage because my understanding is it's clearer for people living in the Northern Hemisphere. Constellations of like Orion, Taurus, and Leo will be pretty visible in the Northern Hemisphere, but I guess it's also much colder in the Northern Hemisphere this evening, which I guess if it's not overcast and rainy, makes it easier to see. Would you be able to see with the naked eye? Binoculars? Do you need telescopes to see?
The classical planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, you can see with the naked eye. In fact, if you have a clear sky tonight down there, you can see Venus after sunset. You can see Jupiter on the opposite eastern edge. Those will be the brightest things in the sky, and you can't not see them if there's no overcast. For the other stars, well, here it's a bit rainy today in Israel, but you should be able to see southern features as well, which we don't see from the north. The Southern Cross and other constellations, which are less famous because some of them are not visible from the Northern Hemisphere. But the Magellanic Clouds, our satellite galaxies, are visible from the south. And a clear sky and a dark sky with no moon is the perfect conditions.
My understanding also is that it will be a black moon in America, for example, on, as it is, December the 30th. And in the Southern Hemisphere, it will be the 31st. Does it normally occur that it happens in the Northern Hemisphere before the Southern Hemisphere?
So the moon will be exactly in the orientation of a new moon in about 27 minutes past midnight Israel or Johannesburg time, which is 5:27 p.m. East Coast time in the U.S. So it's the same time globally. It just depends on the position of the moon. But which calendar day it is depends, first of all, on your position on the planet and your time zone. Second of all, on whether you start counting the day at midnight or at sundown.
Yeah, absolutely.
So of course, the old Jewish way of telling when the month begins, which Muslims use to this day, is based on seeing when the moon is new, which is always a tricky thing because it's hardly visible. So that means that sometimes the holidays could have shifted by a day or two between different locations on the earth, which is why you guys in the diaspora sometimes have a second Yom Tov.
Yeah, we always like two of the good things. Dr. Ofek Ben-Holtz, thank you so much from the Bar-Ilan University for updating us and explaining to us what is a black moon and how it occurs. Look up at the sky tonight, wherever you are, and doesn't matter what time you look, as long as we're all looking at exactly the same time. And you know what? Let's just think of our friends, our family, our neighbors, wherever they are in the world. And if we all look up at exactly the same time, choose a star and say a little prayer.